fake collapse and all. We love it. Teaming up right now with Jumeirah Hotels and Resorts. It's all happening with those guys.
What a better way to celebrate Christmas than with a not-your-normal Christmas Day brunch down at Jumeirah Beach Hotel. They've got food, they've got free-flowing drinks and presents from Santa.
All right, so for the family reunion, we want to reunite you with family members that you may have not spoken to for a while. You may have had a falling out or just time's got away. Whatever it is, we want to fly your family in to the UAE. All expenses, all thanks to Jumeirah, and make it all happen. You can register at virginradiodubai.com. You basically got to leave us a little 50 words or less sort of story of why you've had a falling out or why you haven't spoken to the family member for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is called the Chris Fate Show's Family Reunion. Now, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Chris?
Good. Now, your story, I've only read a brief 50 words of it. But it seems like it's out of a movie. It seems like it's like one of those maybe Jerry Springer or sort of feelings as well.
Yeah.
What has gone on, and tell us who we want to reunite you with.
It all began 3 weeks ago at 3 a.m. in the morning when I received a call from my brother, Scott. He's located and situated with my two sisters in the state of Florida. We originate from New York City, and what happened was my brother said, I hope you're holding on to your seat. I found out some news most recently, and I don't know what to believe of it. So I'm going to share with you the fact that there could be a possibility from a genealogist who did research that you do have a sibling. We have a sibling that we never knew about. Her age is 70. We did all the math. We ordered a kit from Ancestry.com. My sister, Robin, because we have four siblings that we are all familiar and aware of, that we do have a possibility that we have a sister who is actually 70 years old and may possibly follow our blood. And we never even knew we had a sister, but we did have a few hints when our mom was alive that there was a possibility that she may have had a child and have given that child up for adoption, but did not clearly share this with us. The DNA that my sister Robin did to prove whether this woman could possibly be our sister came true 100% just 2 weeks ago, that states that she is our sister by half. So biologically, she belongs to my mom's side and not my dad. And we have a chance to connect with her. So I got on the telephone and welcomed her, and I said to her, whether you are my sister or not by blood, I will still love you. But once the DNA cleared, I understood that she is my 100% half-sister. I've never seen her. I've never met her before. I've only spoken to her on the telephone at 4:45 a.m. just a few days ago. And I would love to have the opportunity to meet her face-to-face. She's overwhelmed because she did not know that she had siblings. For the past 45 years, she's been searching for us or who might be related in connection with her. And her situation goes that she would like to meet us and would like to set a date and a time that perhaps I could either travel to the States or she could come to the United Arab Emirates to meet me.
Wow. Lise, first of all, give her a round of applause. You told that story so well.
I have goosebumps right now.
That was very interesting. Lise, how old are you?
I'm 51 and Paula is 70, and I have never seen her face to face, but we have so many pictures. We look so much alike.
Oh my gosh, this is great. I've got goosebumps.
The features are incredible. The features are absolutely incredible, and she has so many, her personality, her outlook in life is much like our mom was when she was alive. We lost our mom in a tragic death. Another point that we found out that really makes the story even more interesting is the date that my mom passed away is the date that my mother delivered our sister Paula, which was born to the name of Roberta. And much of the time when I asked my mom, why did you ever call our sister Robin the name Robin? She said to me, the R in the name Robin is fancy. It rings a bell to me. It brings love and joy to my life. And now we know all the pieces to the puzzle have come together.
Oh man, that's crazy. That's amazing. Why? Can I ask how your mother passed?
She took her own life.
Oh, darling, how many years ago was this?
1988, wow. And now we know today, almost like 30 years later, that we have a sister who's been longing to look for us and search for us and find us. And the whole idea, in essence, is touching, heartwarming. At the same time, we're all very excited, but we have a lot of tears in our heart and catching up to do.
Right.
For a sister, we don't know, you know, her fate on this earth because she's now 70 years old.
All right. Well, she's 70 years old, obviously, with Jumeirah Hotels and Resorts. This is the Chris Fade Show's family reunion. We're going to do everything we possibly can to reunite this family. This is a remarkable story. Lisa, our thoughts and prayers with you. I'm actually really happy for you. I mean, even though she's 70 right now and you're 51, hopefully Scott, Robin, yourself, and her name?
And I have another sister. Her birth name is Roberta, but her name today is Paula Keene.
Paula.
So you got Paula, Robin, Scott, yourself, Lisa, and who's the fourth?
Joanne.
All right. Well, listen, we've got it down. We appreciate your honesty. We appreciate you sharing this story. I think it's remarkable, and it works alongside technology as well, obviously, with the DNA testing and all that. Stay with it. Next Thursday, all right, this could all be happening, and hopefully, you never know, we could do this, all right?
I hope so. It would be the blessings and my dream come true to get to meet my sister, right here in the heart of Dubai. It would be absolutely remarkably wonderful. And thank you so kindly for listening to the shocking news, which we're all trying to take in, including Paula.
Yep.
And she still hasn't Skyped with us. She's like, I can't Skype with you yet. I still need time to swallow this all because it's so hard to believe.
Yep.
I have Scott to deal with, Joanne to deal with, Robin to deal with. And because I live in UAE, I don't focus on the time. I just call Paula. If I'm awake at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, I call her and she's like, Lisa, it's 4 o'clock in the morning here. So you're calling me when people are sleeping. And I still say to her, you know what? I love you. I just need to let you know that I'm here and I'm your sister and I love you.
She wants you. I know you got to catch up. You got to talk about
a lot to get through.
What you've missed. Listen, this is what it's all about. The Chris Fade Show's family reunion. Lisa, I hope you will never be lonely again. This is Virgin Radio.